If he knows every sparrow that falls and he knows every hair on your head, does he know where planet X is at? He knows exactly where it's at. He knows exactly what it's going to do. And if the whole world would be in total obedience to him and worship him and praising him, that baby could come by and we could watch it and it wouldn't even have, the earth wouldn't even wobble. You know that? I mean, he says he's going to devastate the earth because of sin. Now, I realize there's not any sin out there today, is there? Is there any sin out there today? Oh, man, it's wild, isn't it? It's violent. I mean, it's everywhere. Wow. Okay, let's take the next couple verses, 31 and 32. So don't be afraid. See, he's telling you right there, don't be afraid. I mean, I know about the sparrows. I know about every hair on your head. So he says, so don't be afraid. You're more valuable to him than a whole flock of sparrows. If anyone acknowledges me public here on earth, I will openly acknowledge that person before my Father in heaven. Now then, if you're not willing to be able to say Jesus is my Lord, somebody says, are you a Christian? And you look around and there's a lot of other people standing around. You say, let me come over here. I go to church. I don't think he's too pleased with that, do you, Jack? You know, when you walk in somewhere, you ought to say, praise God. Anybody here know Jesus as their Lord and Savior? Somebody said, well, do you have to be that vocal? I think that would please him. Yeah, I really think that it would please him if you, you know, do that. I remember whenever they moved me, when SkyChef bought the corporation I was working for, when they moved me down here to DFW Airport, and there's 1,000 people working in that building, and I have never seen such vulgar people in my life. I mean, the devil was in control of that place. So the first day I walked into that place and I was introduced, I was a manager, and I was introduced to many people in many departments. And as I left that night, on the next morning on the way in, I said, Father, I want to thank you and praise you that you've given me power over the devil. I said, now, devil, I command you to come and sit down in the seat right there beside me in the pickup. Somebody says, you're crazy. No, a man that knows his God and who he is can do great things in the name of Jesus. I said, Satan, I'm serving notice on you. I'm going in to LSG SkyChef in the name of Jesus. And me and Jesus is going to change that place. I'm going to pray for those people. I'm going to see those people healed and delivered. And I'm serving notice on you right now, you beast. You're leaving that place. And you're not going to stay there. And I said, the cuss words and everything I heard yesterday when I was in there, I said, I'm serving notice on you. And those demons in the mouths of those people will not speak those words of curse anymore in my presence in the name of Jesus. I said, now, devil, I've told you what's going to happen. Now you can get out of my pickup. Somebody said, aren't you afraid of the devil? No. Mm-mm. Not at all. I know that I have been given all power over him and he has absolutely zero power over me. Is that what the scripture says? Then why should we be afraid? Did Jesus just tell us don't be afraid? So we go by in terror. Oh, well, you're not walking in faith when you're in terror, are you? No. When you know Jesus, you're not afraid of nothing. You control what comes out of your mouth. So I went to LSG SkyChef, and in fact, 3 months later, I was up there in the cafeteria one day, and a lady came over and sat down with me. She said, Mr. Scrivener, I don't know what it is about this place since you came here. She said, I used to hate to come up here to eat because all the people in here was always cussing and using foul words and everything else. But she said, ever since you walked in and you took your meal and you stood up the first day and blessed that meal at your table loud enough for everybody in this place to hear, she said, I ain't heard a cuss word in this place. I said, ma'am, I have power over the devil, and he has to obey me. Now then, can you, one man and Jesus, or one woman and Jesus, make a change in your environment? Yes, you can change everything for the good. All you got to do is realize who you are as a son or a daughter of the King of the universe and praise him and worship him for all things, and don't be afraid of nobody. Now then, a few years later, 7 years later, I had been told so many times, in fact, one day when I was down there praising the Lord, I had seen God do miracles, healings, save people. He was doing awesome work there. And one day, there's a man called me from corporate, and he wanted a list of all the trucks we had there. So I kept up with all of that. So I made a list of trucks, and I converted it to an Excel spreadsheet where he could do something with it, whatever he wanted to. And I sent it to him, and as I sent it to him on an email, I put a little deal on the bottom, says, isn't it beautiful? And it was a story about the 6 days of creation. It took about a minute and a half to view it. And I attached that to it. Well, I didn't think nothing about that. I didn't care if the man's a Christian or what. I just assume everybody's a Christian. Well, about 3 or 4 weeks later, I get an email, actually a phone call from John, head of HR. He said, Thurman, you going to be in your office at 4 o'clock this afternoon? I said, well, sure. He said, I need to come by and visit you. Now, this guy's head of HR for the LSD SkyShift Corporation. And I said, okay, come by and see me. When I hung up the phone, I thought, I wonder what I've done to deserve a visit from this man. So that afternoon at 4 o'clock, he walked into my office and he says, do you remember sending an email to a certain man about 4 weeks ago? I said, yeah, sure. I said, there's a list of trucks. He wanted a list of trucks. I sent them to him. He said, do you remember attaching a little file to it? I said, no, I don't remember attaching anything to it. So he pulled out of his briefcase a copy of the screen, and there on the bottom, that little file, isn't it beautiful? I said, oh, yeah, sure, I remember that. I said, yeah, wasn't that beautiful? He said, well, everybody in corporate has got to see that from the CEO down. Now, isn't God awesome? Everybody, because this man didn't like it, so he grumbled and complained, and so everybody in corporate had to see what he was grumbling and complaining about. So he said, CEO sent me over here to tell you, you have to stop using these religious things and you have to stop signing your emails, praise the Lord, or we're going to have to terminate you. I said, praise God, fire me. He said, you mean you're going to go that easy? I said, hey, I don't work for y'all. I work for Jesus. I said, so if you want to fire me, have a heyday. He said, Thurman, can't you just not sign the emails, praise the Lord? I said, no. I said, if I send it out, I'm going to praise Jesus. I said, if I got a nice little file, I'm going to stick it on there. I said, so go ahead and fire me. He said, Thurman, the CEO told me to threaten you with firing you, but don't fire you because you're the best engineer we got. Now, isn't that amazing? The devil tries everything. How much power does the devil have over you?
None.
Not any. You know, so I told him, I said, no, I'm not going to quit. And so he left. Well, it wasn't too many months until that's when Edith, the little lady, got burned real bad in there. They got her arm burned so bad. And I prayed for her, and God instantly took away her pain. But overnight, he restored a burned arm. All the skin that was burned off her arm, overnight, he put it back without a scar. Overnight. I mean, do we serve an awesome Jesus? I mean, he's an awesome Jesus, you know? And so this little Spanish woman that got burned so bad, they come in and told me, you've got to stop praying for these people in the workplace. I said, absolutely not. I said, I will never stop praying for people. And they said, well, they threatened me with everything. I said, no, I ain't going to stop. And so, a few weeks later, the GM called me and said, Thurman Corporate wants to see you in 30 minutes in corporate headquarters. I said, okay, praise God. So that's about how long it took me to drive over there. So I went out and got in my pickup, and I drove over there, and I walked in, and they took me right into the office, and John, head of HR, was there, along with two or three other men and women and everything. They said, you have got to stop praying and signing these emails and talking to people about Jesus. I said, look, folks, read my lips. I'm a Christian, born again. I don't work for you in the first place. I work for Jesus. No. What do you not understand about? No. They said, well, you're terminated. I said, okay, praise God. First of all, they said, we're going to send you home without being able to go back to work for 2 weeks. I said, do I get paid? They said, yes, you get paid. We can't send you home without terminating you without paying you. I said, okay, good. So I get to do what I want to do the next 2 weeks, and y'all are going to pay me. They said, yes. I said, okay, praise God. So in 2 weeks, they called me and said, come in. We have something for you. So I went to corporate. And when I got there, they said, here is your termination papers. You have to give us a key to your truck, you know, and turn in everything. I said, okay, no problem. I looked at it. There was five things on there I was terminated for, and all of them had to do with my service to the King. Nothing about my work for Jesus. I said, praise God. And I'll never forget this one woman that was there. She said, Mr., I don't understand you. Here you are, 62 years old, and we're going to terminate you. You're too old to get another job, and said, you know you're going to be out there without a job. I said, ma'am, you don't know my Jesus. I said, I have never worked for this corporation. I have always worked for Jesus. Now, I don't know what Jesus is going to do with me, but I know he's got something much better than this company. And I said, all I can say is praise the Lord Jesus. And she said, I have never seen anybody like you. I said, well, praise God. So I turned in my stuff, and then I got out there and I walked out and I said, okay, Lord, what are we going to do now? He said, now then I want you to start a church. And we started a church, and I said, Lord, I don't have a place. And then he put me with a man in Dallas and he gave me a little warehouse, and we started a church. And since 2002, actually December 2001, it's when we actually started that. But from that day to this, my life has never been the same. I mean, I have been able to go all over this world at the convenience of the Lord, teach His Word, pray for people, see God do miracles and healings everywhere. Is God an awesome God?
Yes.
He's an awesome God. Now see, I thank Him for finding me faithful, just like Timothy said, Paul told Timothy, I thank Him for finding me faithful that I would be about His business. So He called me into the ministry. Because how much power do you have without Jesus? That's exactly right. You can't do nothing without Jesus. But if Jesus goes with you and He's pleased with what you do and He's pleased with the prayers you pray, what is impossible with Him?
Nothing.
Answer to that question is the same, isn't it? Nothing. He can do all things. Nothing is impossible with Jesus. Right, Tom? Wow. Praise the King. If anyone acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will openly acknowledge that person before my Father in heaven. Have I openly acknowledged Him all over?
Amen.
One day when I get home, when the Father says, what are you doing here? Guess what Jesus is going to say? He's going to come over and say, Dad, this is my son. This is my brother. This is Thurman. He's the one that I answered so many prayers for and done all those things for. Oh, the Father's going to say, well, if Jesus says you're okay, son, you can come in. Is that what all of us want to hear?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's what we want to hear. We want Him to say, this was one of my brothers or daughters down there on earth, and they were obedient. They continuously acknowledged me before men. And now, Father, I tell you that because of my blood and they accepted it, they're worthy to come into the kingdom. And the Father will say, welcome home.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Glory to God, I Get to Change a Flat Tire, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.